Senate Joint Resolution Number 34, please come to order. All members are present with the exception of Senator Adams, who I'm sure is on his way. We have a proposed conference CS which takes the House language basically as it passed the first day on the House floor and adds that as the compromise language. So the Senate position was all public corporations. The House position on the first day it was up was all public corporations except the permanent fund. And the second day, the House basically reversed most of what it had done the first day. And I would propose as a conference CS basically the House version of the Health Care Amendment.
Okay.
Asked the first day.
One question that I have, Mr. Chairman, and that is, in the Halco Amendment, and I don't know why he did this, is on page 1, line 8, he took out the word state. And I don't know why, I don't know what the purpose of that would be for.
On the state public corporation?
No, it was manages significant assets instead of significant state assets. I don't know why he took that out.
Yeah, and the reason we didn't, there was a title question there, Julie.
Well, I can explain. Based on, Terry Lauterbach, she's the drafter, and she had said that the Attorney General had made some statement that public corporations didn't have state assets because they were public corporation assets. Our drafter believed that that wasn't the case. She said that they're still considered state assets even if they're owned by public corporations and disagreed with the Attorney General's opinion. And so it was by that opinion that we had determined to leave it in.
I see. Okay.
But there was a discussion on the House. I don't know who exactly had the discussion, but she said that was the discussion that someone had heard the Attorney General thought that public corporation assets were not considered state assets.
Okay. That was my only question. I don't have any concern with it.
Mr. Chairman, would you like a motion to adopt the...
I would like a motion, and I would probably also ask for a motion on free conference powers if we need them.
Okay.
So, and we may turn the letters in the order of the free conference powers letter first.
Okay. Well, first of all, I guess I would give the motion to ask for the presiding officers for the conference or for the power of limited powers free conference.
Are there objections? Without objection, we will send the standard letter to both presiding officers for limited powers.
And with that, I would move that we adopt the conference committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 34.
Are there objections? Without objection, we will adopt and report out the conference committee substitute, which is 1LS1373/I.
Question.
When it comes over to the House side, we've had only one conference committee report this year come back to us, and what
Representative Barnes referred to as the correct way to do it, a cover letter,
spelled out everything specifically as to what was done, so when it went on the member's desk, they could look at that very front sheet, and it said, page 2, lines 8 through 11.
We will ask, I don't know that that's a procedural requirement, but certainly for information for the members, it works. It doesn't work on some of these great big bills.
No, it's pretty simple on something,
yeah.
I mean, yeah. This way.
Yeah, the statement, I think, is basically the House version with the Halco Amendment before it was amended on reconsideration.
Yeah, thank you for making that point. She's getting really bitchy about that.
A lot of things.
We're off the record.
Thank goodness.
That's my girlfriend.
We're adjourned
about now.